Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at Jay County High School, home of the Lady Patriots. Welcome to tonight's education-based varsity girls basketball game. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, the Jay County Lady Patriots. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to put me in sports since 2008. The girls are shooting around the perimeter, 2:39 left in the pregame. We'll mention both teams working right now on the court. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, we'll talk about the home team first. We'll talk about the Jay County Lady Patriots. Lady Patriots have a school enrollment of 871. And we'll mention Class 3A. They're Class 3A, and we'll mention the Lady Patriots. Seven teams in the sectional. We'll mention the sectional is going to happen at Hamilton Heights High School. It's going to be played in Arcadia, Indiana. And we'll mention the teams included. There are seven teams. It's going to be Centerville, Delta, Frankton, Hamilton Heights, Jay County, Newcastle, and Yorktown. We'll mention a little bit about Jay County, the Jay County Lady Patriots. We'll let you know the principal is Chad Dodd. The athletic director is Mr. Kirk Comer. They're located, we'll mention Jay County High School is located at 2072 West State Road 67, Portland, Indiana, 47371. You can reach them by dialing 260-726-9306. On the web, you can find them at jcpatriotsathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They perform in the Allen County Athletic Conference. There are seven teams in the conference. They are, I'll mention the first two, have not lost yet. That's Jay County Lady Patriots. They're one win, no losses. South Adams Lady Starfires, one win, no loss. And we'll mention no losses. And Woodland Lady Warriors, Southern Wells Lady Raiders, Bluffton Lady Tigers, Adams Central Lady Flying Jets, and Heritage Lady Patriots. We'll mention the Lady Patriots are currently one win, zero losses. They've not played a game yet in the Allen County Conference. We'll mention the head coach is Kirk Comer. We'll let you know 199 wins, 78 losses, working in year number 13 at Jay County. We'll set down for the national anthem.
At this time, we desire to move the past and start our new flag for the land of the National
national anthem. We'll mention we'll finish up with Jay County. We'll let you know Jay County has Coach Kurt Comer. Overall, 386 wins, 204 losses, working in his 28th year overall. We'll mention the next game on the agenda. The Lady Patriots will be Tuesday, November 15th. Jay County, Lady Patriots, going to do battle with Oak Hill, Lady Golden Eagles. We'll mention a little bit about the Lady Huskies, Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights High School, we'll mention, they have a school enrollment of 731. They're class 3A, sectional 24. The principal at the school is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights High School, located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhfchuskies.org. They were the colors, orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. They have an East and a West division. In the East, presently, two wins, no losses. That's the Tipton Lady Devils, followed up by the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, the Western Lady Panthers, the Northwestern Lady Tigers, and the Lewis Cavs Lady Kings. The West division, Twin Lakes Indians, their 3 wins, 0 losses. West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, 3 wins, 0 losses, followed up by Central Catholic Knights, Rensselaer Central Bombers, and Stanton Central Bison. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are currently 3 wins, 1 loss. 0-0 in the Hoosier Conference. That's the East Division. Head coach is Keegan Cherry. 102 wins, 49 losses, working in his 7th year at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies, Tuesday, be November 15th. That's coming right up. 6 and 7:30 for the varsity. We'll mention the Garen Catholic Golden Eagles. Lady Golden Eagles will be in the gym with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They've mentioned the starting lineups. We'll try to get them quickly here. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are going to start the ball game. We'll get that on the court as the game happens. Hamilton Heights going to play with Katie Roach, number 20. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Number 2, Ella Hickok. Number 13 in the lineup, it's number 24, Hadley Cherry. Going to be tipped to the front court. Going to be inside the arc. 2-point shot, good. Credit the bucket, that's number 30, Renna Schwederman, she averages 27 points per ball game. That's in one ball game. Working out top, they'll move to the left side. That's Cameron Runner. Working out top, Kaylee Roten. Touches the hands now on the dribble. Right there, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket, Cameron Runner. 3-2 ball game, Hamilton Heights. The Lady Huskies in front. 7:20 left on the game clock. We're in the first quarter at Jay County. Working it back around, out top with the basketball. Stationary dribble, now she'll dribble right. Going to be a 3-point shot outside the arc. Wouldn't go. That's taken by Rena Switzerman. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Lady Huskies. We'll mention on the court right there for Jay County, number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. Also number 30. 30, that's Rena Switzerman. We'll capture them in a moment. Working it back around, that's going to be 22. That's Gabby Gilbray. And working it right there near the lane right there, number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. So we mentioned 4 for each side. Working through in the corner right there. Going to work inside, 2-point shot, long off the rim, wouldn't go. Ball tipped around, picked up on the rebound, 32. Brema Dirksen. Rebound bucket put back in. Credit the bucket. 32. That's Brema Dirksen. Brema Dirksen, 3 points. Average in her first ball game. 6:08 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. It's Jay County High School. We're going to back in. Going to drive the lane. Going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be a foul whistled. First foul in the ballgame. Going to be whistled on number 5. Check that. It's going to be on number 10. That's Sophie Saxman. Sophie Saxman, a 5'7 junior, picked up her first foul outside the arc. Three-point shot, long off the rim, wouldn't go for Katie Roten. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Works it out across the way. Halle Cherry touches the hands and outside the arc. Three-point shot, good for Cameron Runner. 6-4 contest. Lady Huskies in front. 5:42 left. Going to be tipped away. Going to be picked, intercepted right there, going back the other direction. Cameron Runner dishes off to Ella Hickok. Outside, she'll dribble in. That's Cameron Runner. Push it outside. Three-point shot off the rim. Wouldn't go for Kaylee Roten. Rebound out of there. That's number 30. Renner Sweeterman. Goes down low. Shot off the glass. Wouldn't fall. Taking the shot right there was number 10, Sophie Saxman. 5:14 on the game clock. First quarter here on a Saturday night. Playing basketball, girls basketball, back pedal dribble. Going to work it back to the center circle. On the dribble, stationary, she'll work it right side. Guarding her pretty good distance right there, 32, Brema Dirksen. Back out top, they'll work it to the near the corner. Ella Hickok, she'll pass it out top. Kaylee Roten, the dish off. Cameron Runner, three-point shot, wouldn't go as Kaylee Roten working back the other direction. Working down low, off the glass, going to get the bucket. Two-point bucket, good. Going to be a three-point play. Three-point play opportunity. I'll mention the last gal not mentioned there for the Lady Huskies, number 23, Cassidy Shakel. Foul whistled. On the play, Kaylee Roten, she's got one. At the free throw line, number 10, Sophie Saxman. She'll eye and fly, three-point play opportunity. When Joe, she got the two. Ball's going to be brought in from Bayside, the baseline. On the dribble, Ella Hickok crosses the timeline at a walk pace. 4:30 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner works it right side out top of the key. Picked up right there by number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. They'll work the ball back around. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok. Hickok behind around the arc. Works it right side, Cameron Runner. She'll pass across the timeline outside the arc. They'll get it to Halle Cherry out top. They'll dish off Ella Hickok, going to work it around the perimeter. Ball's in the hands of Cameron Runner. Cross-court skip pass outside the arc. Ella Hickok. 3:54 on the game clock. First quarter out top of the basketball. Working it to the corner. Kaylee Roten. Shot on the way. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Mabry McIntyre, the other starter not mentioned in the pregame or during the early going. Mabry McIntyre, she's a 5'6 senior. She got 9 points in the first outing. So the ball's going to be brought in. Backcourt, Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner brings it into Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Works to the left side. 3, Katie Brown. Working to Kaylee Roten. Back to Katie Brown. Brown on the dribble. High dribble, let it fall back down. Picked it up. Working back around, working the right side with the basketball. Now out top, Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Grab the bucket. Ella Hickok. 3:05 on the game clock. Working across the timeline. Going to be stolen. Going to be intercepted by Cameron Runner. They're working through the corner. 2-point shot on the way. Excuse me, 3-point shot. Ella Hickok. In the 12-6 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Timeout on the court. 2:53 left here in the first quarter. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by TripsAndFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Two Hamilton County locations, Trips and Fishers, 8599 East, 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. And Trips in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory, TripsAndFishers.com. Ball brought in, ball's in the backcourt. Ball's brought across the timeline. Jay County, Lady Patriots. They work at the free throw line to work it down low. Credit the bucket. 22, Gabby Gilbray. Gabby Gilbray gets a good assist pass. Rena Sweeterman. They'll work it back out top. Hamilton Heights in the front court. On the dribble, Katie Brown. Out top of the basketball, she'll bounce pass around the perimeter. Cuts in the hands of Katie Roten. Back to Ella Hitchcock. Now back out top to Cameron Runner. They're working left side with the basketball. Number three is Katie Brown on the dribble. Going to bring it back out. Katie Brown out top of the circle. Behind the arc, 2:07 left. We're in the first quarter. 12-8 contest. Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble, now the back pedal dribble. Working it right there is Ella Hitchcock. Going to be guarded a little bit closer there by 22, Gabby Gilbray. Working it back out top, center circle. On the dribble, working on the right side to the corner. Three-point shot on the way, wouldn't go. Katie Brown, rebound. Number 22, Jake Downey, that's Gabby Gilbray. They'll work it down to go off the glass. Good pass. A two-point bucket, good. Jake Downey, Lady Patriots, number five, Molly Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, a 5'11 junior. She got 13 points last night's ball game. Going to work it back around. Might have been Thursday. Game was Thursday. Don't quote me. 1:15 on the game clock outside the arc on the dribble. Working the back right side. Baseline to bring the ball back out. In the hands working there, Katie Brown to the corner. Three-point shot good. Number 20, that's Katie Roten. 15-10 contest inside 1 minute. We're going to cross the timeline. Going to straddle the 3 second line. You'll be able to see the front court. 22. Gabby Gilbray, outside the arc, shot made, credit the bucket. Number five, Molly Mullenkamp, two-point bucket. We're across the timeline, 40 seconds left here in the quarter. We're going to now stop on the dribble. Go to back pedal dribble, that's Ella Hitchcock. Go past it, left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She's being guarded right there by 30, Rena Schwederman. 26 seconds left. They'll work her right side with the basketball. They'll put the chest pass behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, 17 seconds left. Kaylee Roten going to dish off. Hand off right there, I should say. Short pass. Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock out top with the basketball. Going to pick up a screen. She won't use it. She'll go the other direction. That was Katie Brown. Katie Brown with the basketball. She has the buzzer. Short off the mark. I should say long off the mark. Ella Hitchcock from right elbow extended. We'll go to a first quarter break. At the end of the first quarter break, 15-12, and we'll mention full 60-second timeout. We'll mention right now we're at Jay County High School. That's just north of Winchester and just east of Hartford City. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lease is so spare, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Fair, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Second buzzer sounds. Getting ready for second quarter play. alternate possession arrow, going to give it to the Lady Huskies. 8 minutes on the game clock, 15-12. They're going to bring the ball in slightly in the backcourt, picked up by Ella Hickok. On the dribble, she'll work her right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten out top. They'll move the ball around. They'll bring it left side. They'll come back around with it. Ball's in the hands of Cameron Runner. She'll dribble baseline, bring the ball back out, being closely guarded by 22, Gabby Gilbreth. Working right side behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner out top, she'll drive the lane. She'll kick it down low. I should mention in the ball game during the timeout, number 13, that's Macy Smith. Macy Smith, a 6'2" freshman. Ball goes out of bounds, belongs to Jay County. To the front court with the basketball. Working the right side out top. Working behind the arc. Going to work it right side behind the arc. They're touching the hand, 32. Brema Bergson. Shot outside the arc. Credit the bucket. That's number 12. Mabry McIntyre. It's going to be a 15-15 ball game here in the second quarter. We're going to back out top. Havlin Cherry. Dishes off out beyond the arc. Number 10, Cameron Runner to Kaylee Roten, now out top. They'll reset the offense. Or the working baseline right there. They go reverse layup. 2-point bucket, good. Cameron Runner for two. 17-15, Lady Huskies in front by two. Working it, right side picks up the dribble. To get the dribble back, moves around the basketball right there. Now out top to 32, that's Brema Dirksen. Shot rolls around, falls in near the left elbow. Credit the bucket, 32, Brema Dirksen. She's a 5'9 junior. Working it across the timeline, 6:15 on the game clock. Second quarter, out top, Cameron Runner. Dishes off, right there, balls in the hands of Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the spin dribble, she'll bring the ball back out. She's being guarded closely by 22, Gabri Gilbreth. Working it out top, moving around out top well behind the arc. Ball's in the hands of Cameron Runner. 5:48 on the game clock. Being guarded there somewhat closely, 22, Gabby Gilbreth. She'll cross over. She'll go to the free throw line. She'll kick it to the corner. And Katie Roten is going to bring it back out. Working back outside, Katie Roten outside the arc. They'll work it to Ella Hickok. And they're working around the perimeter. Ball's in the hands of number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. Defense moving their feet. Jay County denying a trip to the basket. Working it back out. Going to work it out top. She'll dribble in. Cameron Roten, she'll get to the corner. Have the cherry. She'll dish it in off the glass. From the paint, wouldn't go Katie Roten. Ball's loose. There'll be a rebound picked up there by Macy Smith. 13, they'll work it out top. They're working around the perimeter. Back pedal dribble. Working around the perimeter. Ella Hickok touches the hands briefly of Katie Roten. Back to Cameron Runner. 4:50 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. 17-17 ball game. Working it out top with the basketball. Cameron Runner going to dish off. Ella Hickok. She'll penetrate the lane. She'll bring it back out from the right elbow. Touches the hands of Katie Roten. She'll back away in. That's Cameron Runner. Going to be a traveling violation. Going to give the ball back to Jay County. 4:32 on the game clock. Will be brought in from the side court. In the back court, it belongs to Jay County. Taking a breather for Jay County. Going to be number 22, Gabby Gilbray. In the ball game, number 10, Sophie Saxman. They're working back out, 4:23. They'll work it to the corner. They'll work it out top. Schwederman. She'll work it down low. They'll go to the baseline with it. It's going to be a shot taken and a foul called. It's going to be a whistle on the Lady Huskies. It's going to be two shots awarded at the free throw line. She's going to get two right there. First shot up. Rims around. Wouldn't fall. At the free throw line, Jay County, Lady Patriot. Yeah. Second shot scored off the rim. Rebound putback. Going to go off the glass. Credit the bucket. Number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. Oh, mentioned the last State County gal at the free throw line was 42, Cassie Petro. Cassie Petro, 5'7", sophomore. Could be an offensive foul, going to be whistled. Going to go the other direction with it. 19-17. Lady Patriots in front. Going to be a timeout called. Going to whistle this timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention discount copies, 317-773-8783, offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint size color print, up to 36-inch by 48-inch. We're working right there. First sound, first buzzer sounds. And we're making keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, the playing courts. Ball's going to be brought in front of the Jay County Lady Patriots bench. Brought in by number 30, Renna Sweeterman. She'll get the ball back. Now she'll give the ball right back to number 12, Mabry McIntyre. We're working outside the arc on the dribble. One dribble in. She'll pass it down low. Going to be intercepted. Going to be picked up off the bounce. Lady Huskies. Going to work it out near the corner. Backcourt going to be a stolen basketball going the other way. Off the glass, off the rim, wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Going to be a foul whistle down near the baseline. Jay County. Side of court. 3:28 on the game clock. Going to be a bump foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Lady Patriots. It's going to be whistled on number 10, Sophie Saxman. She has 2, both teams with 3 here in the first half. 3:28 on the game clock. It's going to be brought in, ride the bucket. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Actually, the foul whistled on Lady Huskies, number 10, Cameron Runner. She has 2. We'll mention the Lady Patriots. Going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in right there. Going to work it right there and be brought in by number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Going to be, looks to be intercepted on a lofty pass near the scores bench. Going to be a whistle. Going to be a foul whistle on the Lady Patriots. It's going to be whistled on number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. She has 2. She foul number 5. 3 on the Huskies thus far. We're in the second quarter. 3:16 on the game clock. We're going to back around through the legs out top of the key. Cameron Runner works it out top to Kaylee Roten. Out top of the basketball. Working the basketball near the timeline. Athela Hitchcock, she'll cross over. She'll work it back over to the baseline jumper. 3-point shot good. Credit the bucket. Cassidy Schaefel. 19-19 contest. 2:49 left here in the first half. In the front court, that's number 12, Mabry McIntyre. On the dribble, working against her is Cameron Runner. She'll work it left side. Going to be a foul whistle. And on the just outside, inside the paint, outside the lane right there. Fountain to whistle on Lady Husky. It's going to be whistled on number 2, Ella Hitchcock. She has 2. They had the foul situation backwards there. It's 5 for Hamilton Heights and 3 for the Lady Patriots. It's going to be a foul call. She's going to shoot twice. At the free throw line for the Lady Patriots, it'll be number 22, Gabby Gilbray. The foul's going to be whistled on Kaylee Roten. She has 2. shooting the bonus. She gets the front end. At 22, Gabby Gilbray. Gabby Gilbray last night shot 100%. She was 2 for 2. She's 1 for 1 thus far during the first half. Second shot up and good. 21-19, 2:37 on the game clock, second quarter. Katie Patriots in front, crossing the timeline, working a right side, Ella Hickok. Hickok outside the arc, she'll pass it back outside. Cameron Runner works at left side. Kaylee Roten now back to Hadley Cherry outside. She'll work at right side. Number 2, Ella Hickok, give the ball back out on the dribble. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. Back out top on the dribble is Ella Hickok. She'll work it behind the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Kaylee Roten. Back the other direction. And the Lady Patriots going to get an opportunity again for a 3-point play. Going to go to the foul line. She got 2. She'll try the 1. That's number 10, Sophie Saxman. A 5'7 junior. Foul's going to be whistled on Ella Hickok. She'll pick up her 3rd foul. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Going to roll up and bounce around, fall off. Back the other direction. On the dribble is Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She's in the paint. She's going to get caught for a traveling violation. They're going to call her on that. They're going to call it the 3rd step, evidently. But she's going to get a travel. She's going to give the ball back to Schwederman. Schwederman going to dish off. We get some instructions from Coach Comer. Crossing the timeline, that's number 32, Brema Dirksen. Work at right side, ball goes out of bounds. Going to be whistled, I should say out of bounds, right there on number 30, Renna Schwederman. Ball brought in the backcourt, Hamilton Heights from the side court. On the dribble, crossing the timeline at a walk pace. That's Cameron Runner. She'll work at left side behind the arc with the basketball. Katie Brown out top in the center circle. Katie Roten. She'll work at right side. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to get a hand check. Hand check right there. Just a little bit of a hesitation right there. And a hand check going to be a foul whistled on the Lady Patriots. Going to be called on whistle on number 22, Gabby Gilbray. She has 1. Team foul number 4, Lady Huskies, already have State County in the bonus. Tipped away, going to be stolen. Going back the other direction, Lady Patriots. Dish off, they go off glass. Credit the bucket. 22, Gabby Gilbray. Credit the assist. Number 10, Sophie Saxman. Out top with the basketball. Working behind the arc on the dribble. Elbow left side. That's Cameron Runner. She'll push it outside. 3-point shot on in the air. Good. Kaylee Roten for 3. 25-22, Lady Patriots by 3, 47 seconds left here in the first half. They'll work it right there. They'll bounce it left side with the basketball out top, looking for 33 seconds left on the dribble. She'll dribble it down low. Ball's going to be bounced past and almost picked off, almost intercepted, and they'll work it out top. She'll get it to the ball handler. That's number 12, Mabry McIntyre. She's going to dish off, and she's going to go on baseline with the basketball. We'll mention player falls to the floor. And right away, 32, Brema Dirksen to pick her up. Ball's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Backcourt, 17.3 left. They're working out top with the basketball. Going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. 10 seconds. In the center circle, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to pick up a screen right there. He's going to dish off. She's going to paint. No foul called. It'll be a long shot at the buzzer. It's going to go out of bounds. We're at halftime. Halftime score, 25-22. Lady Patriots in front. We'll mention 10-minute intermission. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention. You want to do an interview? Want to do an interview? No? All right, we're at halftime. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. Arcadia, Indiana, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. He can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, AGM is under new ownership. That's Walker. We'll mention no worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can find them at Howard Street West off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. Also bringing this contest to you is Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2, at Hope Jewelers in Tipton. And we'll also mention this contest in part is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. That's 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They are an authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on site daily. At Dirk, you can reach Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. We'll also mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring at the 2022 Class 1A Champions, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball and Central Catholic Knights. Going to do three games for the Knights. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. AnewRealtyHomes.com. You can visit them at AnewRealtyHomes.com. We're at halftime, 5:06 on the intermission clock, 25:22. Lady Patriots in front. And I will also mention, this contest is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professionalism with installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, and Atlanta, Indiana, address 46031. Or check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon's, they bleed orange. Working right there. Working the 3:48 on the intermission clock. And pretty nice facility right here. I tell you what, the floor looks nice. As the silhouette should say, the outline of the state of Indiana, the lanes are dark. That's just the right color. Patriots in there. And they also have darker image inside the 3 second, the 3 point line. And then they are the Lady Patriots. A couple of Patriots on each side, Jake County. Left and right, baseline to baseline. Nice facility. Looks like it's kind of angled straight away on the side courts up in the balcony, up above the first level. They've got some squared off sidelines and they got beveled right there in the corners and then straight across right behind each baseline in the upper balcony. They are the home of the Patriots. At 2:45 left here in intermission, we're at halftime in the 25-22. Hamilton Heights and Jay County playing basketball. Both these teams will participate in the sectional. And the Jay County Lady Patriots out of the locker room, they're going to take some couple of lines. There goes some regular layups right here. Here come the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They jog out of the locker room. They're going to jog out. Should mention the Lady Huskies wearing the orange uniforms tonight. The Jay County Lady Patriots wearing the white with the blue side trim working right there. They're going off the free throws. The Lady Huskies going to shoot at their end. They're going to take some leisurely shots, take some free throws, take some corner shots right there in the paint, working a ball around. And they're working the basketball. So we are at halftime. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by scriptsandfishers.com. Since 1983, you can visit them online or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can locate them by telephone at their dealership in Fishers, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Scripps in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's on State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville. Noblesville, Indiana address, we'll mention. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site at fritzinfishers.com, FRITZ. So, intermission clock, 25 seconds. Getting ready to roll down right now. 20 seconds remaining. Clock moving. Lady Patriots out on the floor. Lady Huskies getting final instruction. Right there. 25-22, you're going to second buzzer. Full 1 minute timeout began at the one minute mark, 9 minutes into the intermission. In the front court, can be brought in on the dribble there with 32. Brema Dirksen going to be kicked out of bounds. Cameron Runner, 7:52 on the game clock. In the front court, Lady Patriots. Out top to move the basketball, that's Renna Schwederman. But we're going down low in the paint. Up at the shot, good. Credit the bucket. That's 22, Gabby Gilbert. 27-22, Lady Patriots by five. In the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Kay Roten out top, Cameron Runner. Works to the left side. Shot in the air, good. Three-point bucket, a couple of steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. That's Ella Hickok. 7:16 on the game clock. 27-25. They'll work it outside the arc. Cross-court pass. Out top of the key. Should stay out right side. They'll move the basketball to the corner. Dish in. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Two-point bucket. 22, Gabby Gilbray. 29-25. Four-point contest. In the front court, Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok dishes it right side. Works it to Katie Roten. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner is dribble right side. Outside the arc, three-point shot in the air. Rimmed off, way to go. Kaylee Roten in the front court with the basketball. Out top of the circle. Going to dish off right there. You know, spin move. Going to be a traveling violation. You know, whistle the travel on Jake County. Gabby Gilbray. 6:34 on the game clock. Going to be brought in, Cameron Runner. To get the ball back to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble across the timeline at a strut pace right side. So we're going to see the free throw line. Free throw line going to be handed off right there. Get Cassidy Schakel back out top of the circle on the dribble. Ella Hickok works the right side. Near the logo head right there of the Lady Patriots. That's Cameron Runner on the dribble. Crossing over, she'll backpedal dribble. Being picked up right there by 22, Gabby Gilbray. Pretty good space distance right there on the, still on the dribble. She'll work her towards the lane. She'll kick it back out. 3-point shot good. Kaylee Roten. Right side. 5:52 on the game clock. 29-28. Lady Patriots by one. Pound trying to make a bounce pass. Going to be a kick once again. Quick reflexes. Cameron Runner. 5:48 on the game clock. Bounce pass to the backcourt. She'll bring it back up. Schwederman. Schwederman gets the ball back from Brema Dirksen. Going to be a bump foul. They're going to call it foul in the left corner near the baseline. 29-28. 5:42 left. They're going to whistle this foul on Kaylee Roten. She has three. Substitution back in the ballgame. Katie Brown. Kaylee Roten going to take a breather. 5:42 on the game clock. Right of the bucket. Looking. Going to get the pass away, evidently. And they're going to be a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by number 10, Sophie Saxman. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Cameron Runner. She'll work at right side with the basketball there. Katie Brown. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to get the ball back from Hadley Cherry. So work it back right side with the basketball. It's number 3, Katie Brown, way out top of the circle. Cameron Runner begins her dribble. She'll work it right side. Looking for a screen, she'll use it. She'll kick the ball back out. 3-point shot is going to be thought about. And that's Ella Hickok out top. It's going to be on the way. And Katie Brown rims out a 3. Just off right side, working back the other direction. They go in the paint. Off the glass. Penetration. Right there in the paint. 2-point bucket. 31-28. 4:42 on the game clock. Out top with the basketball. Stationary dribble. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pass it left side. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to cross over. Working it left side on the dribble. She'll backpedal dribble now. And she'll work it right there. Plenty of distance right there. Referee's letting them know there's no 6-foot area being guarded. So we're going to see the corner. Schakel, they're going to dish it off. They go back in the paint. reached off the back of the rim. Cameron Renner wouldn't go. Rebound knocked away, but regathered by Schmiederman. And Schmiederman gets the ball back. For 32, Brema Dirksen. They work it back in. They're going off the glass. 2-point bucket. 33-28. 3:50 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. In a motion out some directions. She'll work on the left side. Bring the ball back out. 3:38 here in the third quarter. 33-28. Ladies Patriots in front. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Crossover, she'll go inside the three, out top. So Bishop outside to get the Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner working the right side, Hadley Cherry. She'll cross the lane here with a pass to Ella Hickok. On the dribble, 3:16 on the game clock, through the legs. And she'll dribble out top a couple of times, third time. And here comes Ella Hickok working it right side. Back left side on the dribble. Going to be a block shot. Block shot going the other direction. Going to be a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. So it's going to be a foul whistle here in the backcourt of Hamilton Heights, in the front court of Jay County. Foul's going to be whistled on number 32, Brema Dirksen. Dirksen picks up her first foul in the ball game. Here in the second half, both teams with one. 2:56 on the game clock. Ball brought in, Ella Hickok. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok with the basketball. Working the right side, Cameron Runner. She'll work it around the perimeter, she'll work it inside. Inside out, gets to Hadley Cherry, back to Cameron Runner. 2:40 on the game clock. Third quarter. Distance right there, shown by the official. Back out top of the basketball, stationary dribble. She'll back pedal dribble now, it's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Working against her is 32. Brema Dirksen. Working outside the arc. We'll bring it back out. That's Katie Brown. Back out to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. 2:14 on the game clock. She'll dribble in the paint. Or should say in the, right there in the, inside the three-point area. Going to be a hand check foul on Jay County Lady Patriots. 2:08 left here in the third quarter. 33-28. Jay County up on Hamilton Heights. Foul's going to be whistled on 22. Whistle on Gabby Dilbrey. She has two. Team foul number two. One thus far on the Lady Huskies in the second half. Working the ball left side. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, high dribble in the paint. Take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go, but she'll get fouled. 1:58 left here in the third. And whistle's going to be on number five, Molly Mullenkamp. She picks up number three. Team foul number three for the second half on Jay County. One thus far on the Lady Huskies. Back in the ballgame, Jay County going to be number 22, Gabby Gilbray. And taking a breather right there is number five, Molly Mullenkamp. That's the free throw line. Position out right side. Back out. 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Short off the rim. Cameron Runner going back the other direction. Going to be a reach in. Going to be a jump ball. Ball's on the floor. Jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Gives it back to the Lady Huskies. 1:40 on the game clock. The medium five is out of the ball game right there. 42, Cassie Petro, 5'7 sophomore. Going to work it to the front court. On the dribble, they'll work it right side. Out top of the basketball, they'll work it outside the lane. Tipped away, ball's going to be off the foot. Cameron Runner, it's going to go out of bounds. Ball came down. It was had some momentum on it. Just rolled off her foot, went out of bounds. 1:22 on the game clock, 33-28. Lady Patriots in front. They're in the front court with the basketball. Number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Mabry McIntyre going to hold the basketball, looking for defense. Cameron Runner steps up to play defense. On the dribble, McIntyre. To work it back out, 32, Brema Dirksen. being picked up right there, right in their face, in the grill. If you're going to pick up a foul, evidently, that's number two, Ella Hitchcock. 59.1. 33-28. Going to be brought in front court. Right there, Jay County Lady Patriots. Out top of the basketball and the dribble, Mabry McIntyre. So we're going to cross the lane. Ball's loose and now regathered by number 10, Sophie Saxman. So we're going back down the corner to Sophie Saxman. She'll dish it off. She goes down low off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Fighting for the rebound. The putback is good. At 32, Brema Dirksen. 35-28. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, front court, working to right side, Cameron Runner. Three-point shot good. Cameron Runner for three, 35-31. 18 seconds left. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Jay County. That's Schreiderman, who'll work at right side. Working the basketball right there. It's going to be a reach-in foul, just pretty closely called. Cameron Runner going to pick up her second foul in the ball game. Team foul both ways. They each have three. 8.8 seconds left. Brought in slightly in the backcourt. They'll bring it to the front court in a hurry. 5 seconds left. They're working down low. Shot off the hands. She regathers. She dishes off. And it's not going to count if it did go or didn't go at the buzzer. And after three quarters of play, 35-31, we'll mention Lady Patriots in front. We'll also mention the contest is being made possible in part by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chief, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're getting ready for fourth quarter basketball, 35-31. Lady Patriots in front. Those teams out on the floor. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball to the Lady Patriots. Going to be brought in from half court, bounce pass, slightly to the backcourt on the dribble. It's number 12, Mabry McIntyre. So we're going back to Schreiderman. That's Renna Schreiderman. They're working from the corner, back around. Going to be a kick. Unintentional, might have been intentional. It was off the foot, probably intentional. So 35-31, 7:48 on the game clock. Ball brought in, Renna Schreiderman. She's picked up quickly by Cameron Runner. They're working around the perimeter. Right side, McIntyre. They're working to the opposite corner. That's 32, Brema Dirksen. Bounce pass out top to Renna Schreiderman. They're working down in, just outside the paint. Turnaround jumper. Going to be a three-point shot. Three-point shot, good. Thread at the bucket. Number 32, Brema Dirksen. 38-31. It'll be a 30-second timeout called by the Lady Patriots. So working on the diamond of the field right there, we'll mention. Getting ready the fourth quarter. Should right here. 7:27 more of the fourth quarter. 38-31. Lady Patriots. We'll play defense. Hamilton Heights going to play offense. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. 38-31. Lady Huskies going to bring it in. Hadley Cherry going to bring it in. Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. crossing the timeline. She'll work at left side. She'll bring it back right towards the center. So this is behind the arc. She'll work at the Halle Cherry. Back sets the hands quickly up. Number 10, Cameron Runner, back left side. Number 20, Katie Roten. Going to be closely guarded and almost. There's going to be a timeout called by Lady Huskies. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They could be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, they have restored trucks and cars. You can reach them at 317-984-5283. Ball's brought in. Front court, Katie Roten. She'll toss it to the back court. That's Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock on the dribble. They'll work a bounce pass right side behind our Cameron Runner. She'll dribble around. She'll square it up. She'll backpedal dribble. She's working. Going to cross over left side. She'll take a shot out top. Three-point shot good. Cameron Runner, 38-34. Four-point ball game. Lady Patriots in front. 6:45 left. Going to dribble around. The ball's going to be stolen in the front court of Jay Candy by Cameron Runner. She'll get to the front court. Going to be a reach-in foul. Katie Roten on the dribble. Going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be whistled on Lady Patriots. That's number 32, Brema Dirksen. She picks up her second foul in the ball game. Lady Patriots with four thus far. Lady Huskies with three here in the second half. Working the ass out with the basketball. Working it around half the cherry. Moves it right side. Katie Roten. Back out left side. Well behind the arc. Triple threat available. She'll dribble right. That's Cameron Runner. 38-34. Working with the basketball. On the dribble out top. Ella Hitchcock. Katie Roten back to Ella. Out top of the basketball. Short to right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in the paint. She's 14 feet away. They're going to call it for a traveling violation. There was some friction there. There was some. 6:06 on the game clock. The ball's going to be brought in by Jake Canty. In the ball game, going to be number one in the ball game. That's Katie Brown. Take that back. That is number three, Katie Brown. And Hamilton High going across the timeline, 38-34. Going to call an offensive foul. An offensive foul in the front court on Jay County Lady Patriots. 6 minutes on the game clock. Foul's whistled on number 10, Sophie Saxman. She has two. Team foul number five. Hamilton High with three. Here in the second half, crossing the timeline with the basketball. Ella Hitchcock dishes off Hadley Cherry. Out top, Katie Roten. She'll work her right side. Still behind the arc on the dribble. She'll bring it back out. That's number two, Ella Hitchcock. Being guarded way loosely. Going to pick her up. She's way back at the three-point line. That's number 12, Mabry McIntyre. On the dribble, Ella Hitchcock. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Off the rim, strong rim. That's about three steps behind the arc. Wouldn't go. 38-34. 5:27 on the game clock. Jay County Lady Patriots in the front court. On the dribble, she'll bring it back out. That's number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Going baseline with the drive. She'll dish it inside, off the glass, and rolls in. 22, Gabby Gilbray for the bucket. 5:07 left here, fourth quarter. 40-34. At top of the basketball, working at left side, going to dribble the lane, shot off the mark, wouldn't go, Cameron Runner. Rebound secured by Jake County Lady Patriots. They're going to toss it out of bounds, trying to hit the lay at the outlet. Coming out, take a break, take a breather. Number 10, Sophie Saxman, back in the ballgame for the Lady Patriots. Number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. 4:50 left here in the fourth quarter, 40-34. Lady Patriots in front. Lady Hesky's in the front court, working it behind the arc. Katie Brown on the dribble. Lateral movement, she'll work it right side behind the arc. Dribbling baseline, gonna be cut off right there, and a foul's gonna be whistled. Trying to keep her from going baseline. It'll be the whistle is gonna be on number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. She'll pick up number 4 in the ballgame. Team foul number 6 on the Lady Patriots. 3 thus far on the Lady Huskies. Inbound pass, there'll be a foul committed, and Will Minton having Cherry on the inbound, trying to get it to Cameron Runner in the paint. She went up with a shot, alley-oop type. She got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot twice. Will Minton coming out of the ballgame, going to be number 5 for the Lady Patriots, Molly Mullenkamp. At the free throw line, Cameron Runner. First shot rolls around, falls in. In the ballgame when Molly Mullenkamp came out is number 10, Sophie Staxman. Second shot up and good. That's Cameron Runner for 2 at the strike. 40-36. Lady Patriots in front with the basketball ball tipped away. Going to be stolen. Almost stolen. Going to be now it will be stolen in the front court of Hamilton Heights. Hadley Cherry comes up with the loose basketball. There'll be a timeout call on the floor. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 4:22 left here in the fourth quarter. 40-36. Lady Patriots in front. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on-site daily, that's Dirk. You can find Dirk at Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. 4:22 on the game clock. 40-36. Lady Patriots in front. Basketball going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies. Slightly in the front court across from the scorer's bench. Kaylee Roten going to bring the basketball in. She'll bring it slightly to the backcourt. Ella Hashimi. Cameron Runner on the dribble. 4:16 on the game clock. We're going to right side behind the arc on the dribble. Hadley Cherry. They'll work it right side. Get the ball back from Ella Hickok. Bring the ball back out. They'll square it up. Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She'll drive the lane. Shot off the mark. And get reached down. Gives the basketball. Get her own rebound. Kick it back out to Katie Roten. They'll start a new approach to the rim. A dribble in. Ella Hickok, inside out play, touches the hands of Katie Roten. Back to Katie Brown. Now back to Katie Roten. Katie Roten going to drive the lane. 14-footer. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Going back the other direction with the rebound. That's Rena Sweeterman. She lost the handle. Picked up by Hadley Cherry. Ella Hickok gets it to Cameron Runner. They go outside the arc. 3-point shot. Wouldn't fall. That's Katie Brown, rebound, Lady Huskies. 3-point shot, long off the rim, Ella Hickok. And a whistle of foul. During the rebound, it's evidently going to be whistled on the Jake County Lady Patriots. Foul's going to be whistled on number 3. I take that back, it's on the Lady Huskies. Number 3, Katie Brown. She picks up her first foul in the ballgame. 7 thus far, second half. Lady Patriots, Lady Huskies in the bonus. 4 fouls, second half on Jake County, Lady Patriots. Take that back. 5, fifth foul right there for the Lady Huskies. Checking out the ball game, going to get a breather right there. She'll lead the game with 5 personal fouls in the ball game. Is number 23, Cassidy Shakel. So they'll work it back, kicked away down low. Back in the hands of number 12, Mabry McIntyre. They'll work it right side behind the arc. With the basketball on the dribble at 10, Sophie Saxman. She'll work it down low, turn around, spin move. Wouldn't go. Good block out by Hadley Cherry. And it's going to be a foul whistled in the front court. It's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. They'll pick up their sixth accumulative, and we'll mention that foul whistled on Cassidy Shakel. She had two at the free throw line. Is number 32, Brina Dirksen. Brina Dirksen didn't get the first one. She'll have one more. Second shot good at the back end of a two-shot foul. 41-36. Ball brought in. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Cameron Runner in the front court. We're going to right side on the dribble. Get the ball back after it's tipped by a Lady Patriot. She'll work it out top of the circle right there. Have the Cherry. She'll get it right side. Cameron Runner. Just spin move. It's going to be a foul whistled on the baseline. Cameron Runner going to shoot the one in bonus. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter in regulation. And at the free throw line, Cameron Runner. The shoot. First shot up and good. 41-37. 2 minutes, 30 seconds here in regulation. Second shot up and good. 41-38. Brought in backcourt by Schmiederman. They're working to the front court. Got the ball working the back around. Outside the arc on the dribble. That's Mabry McIntyre. To get it back to Renna Schmiederman. Being guarded right there by Cameron Runner. And Cameron Runner, good defense. Going to be a palming violation on Schmiederman. 41-38. Lady Hussey's going to bring it in from the side court in front of the Lady Patriots bench area. 2:15 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. Cameron Runner working at left side. Out top, so use the double screen, trying to get free, and good defense. Schmiederman working there with number 10. That's Sophie Saxman. Ball works outside with the on the dribble. It's Kaylee Roten. She'll work it outside. Three-point shot in the air. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Fought for. Going to be a foul. It's actually a double check here. Look at the whistle foul on the shot. Down on the baseline. Lady Huskies, number 23, I take that back, and they call it on the ground, on the floor. Could be brought in, ride the bucket. Could be brought in by Cameron Runner. Deep in the front court, picked up by Kaylee Roten. Screened off right there by Shakel. Shot wouldn't go for Roten. Short off the rim, and carry him high, and picked up right there in the backcourt, Hamilton Heights. Gonna be a timeout called. Timeout's gonna be whistled. By the Lady Patriots for a full timeout. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2 at Hope Jewelers in Tipton. 1:37, fourth quarter clock. 41-38. Ball's going to be brought in opposite the scores bench on the baseline. Going to be slightly in the backcourt for the Lady Patriots on the dribble. Schmiederman She'll pass it to the front court on a bounce pass. Brayma Dirksen working back left side, holding the basketball. Good defense. Mabry McIntyre, they'll work it down low. Off the glass, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 22, Gabby Gilbray. And the rebound out of there, Lady Husky. Working it to the front court. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll work it right side. Pick up a double screen. Hadley Cherry. Cassie Shakel trying to get her free. She'll work it left side. She'll hand the ball off to Katie Roten. Now stops. She'll dribble the lane. She'll bring the ball back out behind the arc. Katie Brown. She'll dish it back to Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten going to drive the lane. She's going to get fouled. She'll shoot twice. 56.6 seconds remain. Fourth quarter. Foul's going to be whistled. Lady Patriot, number 22. Gabby Gilbray, she has three. Team foul, number 9. Lady Huskies with 6. First shot up and good. That's Cameron Runner. Bounce pass back to Cameron. She'll have one more. Second one goes in. 41-40. We brought into the backcourt. Lady Patriot. Sweeterman gets the ball back from McIntyre. To get back to Sweeterman. Sweeterman works it outside left baseline. Works it out to Gilbray. Now back out top to Renna Sweeterman. Sweeterman on the dribble. Outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Short off the rim. Shot taken by number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Ball's loose on the surface near the free throw line. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow gives the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 37.3 seconds remain. Lady Huskies going to bring it in. Backcourt in front of the Patriots, the Lady Patriots bench area. Brought in Cameron Runner off the sideline. She's being guarded there by Sophie Saxman. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner on the dribble behind the arc. 23 seconds remains. We're going to back out top. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll dribble the lane. She'll take a shot. It's going to be a foul whistle in the paint. Cameron Runner will shoot two shots. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Gabby Gilbray. Gabby Gilbray picks up number 4. It's going to be two shots awarded. The Cameron Runner, first one would not go. 16.6 seconds remain. It's going to be a timeout call. Coach Comer will work it right there, 16.6. 41-40. What makes in this game is also, in part, being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. Anew Realty Homes. .com. 16.6 seconds remain. 41-40. Cameron Runner will shoot one more. Shot rolled around, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board, rebound. Going to be collected right there outside the paint. Going to be collected right there, 22, Gabby Gilbray. Going to whistle this foul on Cameron Runner. She'll pick up her third in the ballgame. Going to be team foul number 7. Going to be a 1-and-1 opportunity right here for Gabby Gilbray. The officials huddled up. They're talking something over. 16.2 remaining. They're going to break up their huddle to shoot the 1-1. So, maybe Huskies. 4 on the lane right there. 2 on the lane. Full lane, like they're Gabby Gilbray. The timeout call. Timeout. Hamilton Heights coach Cherry called timeout. 15.8 seconds remain. We will mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by phone at 317-842-2228. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street. Fritz in Nobleville at 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So Lady Huskies, back on the court. Lady Patriots, on the court also. 15.8 seconds to shoot the 1-1. Gabby Gilbray, 22 at the stripe. Going to rim around, falls off, rebound, Cassidy Schaefel. Going to be a timeout called immediately, 13.1 seconds left. We'll talk this over, it's going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professionalism and installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Here at Runyon, they bleed orange. They bleed right there, orange. The Husky's going to bring it in from the backcourt. It'll be brought in. Kaylee Roten going to bring it in. Going to be pressure. Brought the ball in. Gets it into Cameron Runner. They'll relax. Pick her up in half court. Cameron Runner in the lane. Going to be a jump ball. Cameron Runner left elbow. Had the ball close. Available. And they lock it up. Jump ball. And it's going to be an alternate possession arrow. It's going to go back to Jay County can be brought in baseline ride the bucket. Going to be brought in momentarily. Going to be a timeout. 60-second timeout. Going to be called right there. And we'll also let you know. 7.8 seconds remain. They're working right there on the court. 41-40, 60-second timeout. My dear home of the Patriots, Lady Huskies travel over about 63 miles. And they're going to bring the ball in here momentarily. It's going to be brought in from the backcourt. So can be brought in right in the bucket. There's the first buzzer. Hamilton Heights out on the floor. So Lady Huskies going to bring it in. Excuse me. Lady Patriots going to bring it in right in the bucket. To be brought in right there. 7.8 seconds remain. Looking to get it in. Huskies playing tight traffic right there. Going to get it in. Bounce pass gets into Schwederman. 6.3 left. 41-40. And whistle's going to be called upon right there. Lady Huskies. Signal given, they're not going to go above 10. They're not going to show on the board. So, right here, Schwederman. First shot, good. 42-40. Schwederman, last night, 50%, he was 1-for-2. This one rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. 3 seconds. She's going to take a three. She's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot three. 1.6 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Cameron Runner going to shoot with her teammates right behind her. First shot good. 42-41. She'll have her second shot. Rimmed around, fell off, wouldn't go. One point 6 seconds. 42-41. Cameron Runner. One shot. Good. Ties the ball game at 42. Long shot to buzzer by Schwederman from the other free throw line. Wouldn't go. 42-42. We'll play an extra session. At least one. We'll see. If that requires a second, we'll mention 4 minutes on the game clock, half of a quarter. Learned that from a pretty good guy, wish me a nice wishes here recently, and we appreciate him for sure. 42-42, 4 minutes on the game clock. 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So it's going to be jumped up once again in the center circle to jump for the Lady Patriots. Number 22 is Gabby Gilbray. She'll jump it up against Cameron Runner, number 10 for the Lady Huskies. Toss is good. Going to work to the front court. Off the glass. 2-point bucket on the quick Joe Rouse right there. Right off the tip. two-point bucket for Dak for Lady Patriots. It's a 44-42 contest. Lady Patriots in front. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies out top of the front court. On the dribble is Cameron Runner. Guarding her Lucy. Now she'll pick up a Cameron Runner. Runs by her to get her off the mark right there. And Cameron Runner going to bring the ball back out top. She'll hand off right there. Katie Brown working it back out top. Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten works the left side through the leg. She'll dribble in the inside the lane. And she'll get it back to Katie Brown on the dribble. Works it out top. She thought about a shot. Cameron Runner. They'll work it through the corner. Kaylee Roten on the dribble. 3 minutes left. 1 minute gone by. Overtime. First overtime here at the Patriot, home of the Patriots, I should say. Working out there, Jay County. Ball's in the front court. Still on the dribble. Backpedal dribble now. Cameron Runner. She'll pick up a screen from Cassie Shakel. Will not use it. Working it back around. Short it outside the arc. To get it to the corner. Going to get it to Hadley Cherry. Ball's going to be tipped. Tipped on the pass. Going back the other direction. Ball's loose. Working it back around outside the paint. He's going to try a three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go for number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Rebound secured by Jay County. Right there, that was 32, Rima Dirksen. 2:07 left here in the first overtime. The dribble it right side to Sweetman. Going to go off the glass. Shot's going to go. About a 14-footer. Rebound. Lady Huskies, Cameron Runner. She'll pass it to the deep corner right side, Katie Brown. She'll bring it back around. Kaylee Roten touches the hands of Hadley Cherry. Back to Roten. She'll dribble out top with the basketball. 1:43 on the game clock. Kaylee Roten out top near the center circle. She'll dribble it. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. On the dribble right there, that was Cassie Shakel. Out top with the basketball, Katie Brown. Katie Brown gets you to the back out top, behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, well behind the arc. It's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to work it right side to a crossover. She'll use a double screen. Thought about a three shot, didn't take it. Katie Roten going to step in, take a two, would not go. Rebound out of there, number 22. For the Lady Patriots, that's Gabby Gilbreth. Ball's in the front court. 1 minute left. To the corner. Bounce it back out. 32. Rima Dirksen. Out top of the basketball. The Schwederman will dish it back to 32. Dirksen. They'll work it down low. Lost the handle. Regathered the handle. 32. Rima Dirksen. To the corner with the basketball. That's number 10 on the dribble. Sophie Saxman. Going to be a foul call. Going to be whistled on Lady Husky, number 10, Cameron Runner. 40.4 seconds. He'll shoot the double bonus. Going to whistle that foul on Cameron Runner. Going to say she has going to leave the ball game with her fifth foul. Back in the ball game, we're going to see number 12, Morgan Ottinger. Morgan Ottinger, she's a 5'5 junior. She's on the floor now, going to get some instruction from Coach Cherry. Going to be a 1-1, final 1-1. And if there's no foul occurred by Hamilton Heights, it will not be. Here comes the shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by number 10. Sophie Saxman. Across the timeline, Katie Brown. 32 seconds left. 44-42. Lady Patriots in front. Lady Huskies in the front court. Outside the paint. Inside out play. Shot on the way. 3-point shot. Good. Katie Brown took the Lady Huskies up by one. In the front court with the basketball. Ball nearly stolen. Good hands right there. Hadley Cherry knocked it out of bounds. 15.4 seconds remaining. 45-44. Lady Patriots going to bring it in the front court in front of their own bench area. Brought in right there, Rima Dirksen. Rima Dirksen gets the ball back. can see it outside. Schmiedemann behind the arc being guarded by Kaylee Rutten. She'll drive the paint off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Ball's loose. It's going to be rebounded by Hamilton Heights. Cassidy Schakel comes up with the rebound. It'll be a foul whistled in the backcourt. Lady Huskies going to walk to the other end. 2.4 on the game clock. 45-44. Lady Huskies by one. Both teams in the double bonus. Shot on the way. Schakel wouldn't go. It'll be a timeout called. Lady Huskies Coach Sherry is going to call a timeout. So 2.4 seconds in the first overtime. 45-44. Lady Huskies by one. And that's pretty good crowd here. Lower section. I tell you what, around the lower section, pretty good travel basis, I think. And then walking or back the other side. Pretty much almost full in the lower area. So right here on the field, I was on the court, actually. So working right there, we'll mention. A good ball game. A lot of folks knew it probably would be. Both teams. Right there. A bit tall in the rankings. And then we'll mention ball game right here. Going back to the free throw line, she'll shoot one more. Cassidy Schakel. We have one shot, she'll get a bounce pass. Rimmed off the back of the rim, wouldn't go. Working back the other way. They're going to try to stop the clock. We'll see if they got it stopped. I believe they may have. They're going to put some time back on the clock. So we'll see how much they will put back on the clock, but that's okay. Ball's going to be brought in adjacent across the gym floor from the scorer's bench. They're going to try to establish what the time will be on the clock. Looks like they may be putting five-tenths of a second. Checking in during this break in the action is number 13 for the Lady Huskies, Macy Smith, 6'2" freshman. So, timeout on the floor, both teams talking this over. 45-44, a 1-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. So first buzzer sounds. Here comes the second buzzer. Ball's going to be brought in by the Lady Patriots. They're going to mark it just in the backcourt. Almost straight away, adjacent to the top of the key. Pretty close to that on the adjacent to the scorer's bench. Be brought in by number 10, Sophie Saxman. She toss it in, going to get it down low. Didn't get the shot quite away. A good effort. Macy Smith right there in the lane to defend. And a good ball game right here. We'll mention Jay County. Good team right here. Good team. Hamilton Heights should be a good sectional. We'll mention coming right up, we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Patriots. They're going to be at Oak Hill. They'll go against the Lady Golden Eagles. And that'll be on November the 15th, at the Tuesday. 6 and 7:30. And the Lady Huskies will also be going against Lady Golden Eagles. They'll go against Gary Catholic. That'll be at Hamilton Heights. Also on the 15th, on Tuesday, 6 and 7:30. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Tell you what, she did some good, real good work today. She made it possible for the pregame and the postgame. We thank you very much, and until then, we'll see you next time. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.